all things. Treasury of blessings and source of life, come abide in us, cleanse us of all stains, and save our souls for the one. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Martyr, have thy mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Martyr, have thy mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Martyr, have thy mercy on us. Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our transgressions. Holy One, look down on us and heal our infirmities to the glory of your name. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Come, let us worship and bow down before God our King. Come, let us worship and bow down before Christ our King and our God. Come, let us worship and bow down before Christ himself, our King and our God. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain, who covers its upper chambers with waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. They go up over the mountains, they go down into the valleys, to the place that you founded for them. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. He sends the springs into the valleys which flow among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the fowls of the heavens have their habitation, they sing among the branches. He waters the mountains from his upper chambers, the earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of man, oil to make his face shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the plain are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds make their nests. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house, the high mountains are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness, and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God. The sun rises. They gather together and lie down in their dens. Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works, the wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creation, this great and wide sea, in which are countless creatures, both small and large beasts. There go the ships, and there's that leviathan which are made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. What you give them, they gather. You open your hand, they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. May sinners vanish from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The sun knows it's going down. You make darkness and it is night. O Lord, how manifold are your works, and wisdom you have made them all. Glory to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to O God. All glory to you.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord.
of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Father and Archbishop Nicholas, for the honorable priesthood, the diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the president of our country, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, for every city and country, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Liberating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints.
So dear, dear,
let us commend ourselves and each other and our whole life unto Christ our God.
Very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I.
We may follow the vision that every creation needs. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall be bountiful with me. Out of the nest I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication.
The Lord shall mark iniquities alone, shall stand.
But his forgiveness we do, though you may be in fear. Yet, Lord, go.
Father and to
Let us complete our evening prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the evening may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord. An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the whole world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
that we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful, and for a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and our whole life unto Christ our God. Let us bow our heads unto the Lord.
Glory. us at thy salvation, which thou hast prepared for all the face of the people, a light and light of the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel.
Holy God, holy night, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy night, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy night, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Most Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our transgressions. Holy One, look down on us and heal our infirmities to the glory of your name. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Have mercy on us, O God, according to thy great mercy. We pray thee, hearken and have mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again we pray for our Father and Archbishop Nicholas, for priests, deacons, and all other clergy, and for all our brethren in Christ.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord.
Again, we pray for the president of our country, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces everywhere.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for the blessed and ever-memorable Holy Orthodox Patriarchs, and for the blessed and ever-memorable founders of this holy house, for all the fallen asleep remembered here, and for all our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation for the servants of God, Mother Gabriella, and all the monastics that serve at Holy Dormition Monastery, and for the pardon and remission of their sins.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Again, we pray for those who bring offerings and do good works in this holy and all venerable house, for those who labor and those who sing, and for all the people here present who await thy great and rich mercy.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
For you are merciful, O God, and the lover of mankind, and you we offer glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
wisdom.
Father, give them blessing.
Christ our God, the existing one, is blessed always, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Preserve, Lord God, the holy and pure faith and hearts of us Christians, with this holy church and this countryside through the ages of ages. Amen.
Most holy birth, new from God, save us. Our God and our hope, glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. In the name of the Lord, Father, give the blessing.
May Christ, our true God, through the prayers of an all pure mother, with the power of the precious and life-giving cross of the intercessions of the holy, glorious, and all admirable apostles, of our venerable Father among the saints, Macarius, the great, and we remember this day, and of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim, and Anna, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for he is good and the lover of mankind.
Amen.
Thank you so much for being here. Father Angel is going to lead us and give us some directions, and I just want to express my appreciation for the joy you bring us.
It's a great privilege for us to be able to host the sixth annual fundraiser event for the Dormish Monastery. Let me say that first. And so I would like to thank all of you and all those people that attend that support this great and wonderful Orthodox tradition. So, Father John, I would like to welcome you then to our Assumption Parish. Thank you very much for serving. And then Mother Gabriella, the abbess of the Dormition Monastery, and all of the nuns of the Dormition Monastery, welcome again to our parish. And then also we have here Father Joseph from St. George. I had to remember that. St. George. And his partner, Deacon Michael, who is pretty much the leader who has taken on each year the responsibility to organize all of us and to turn this into a very non-Greek event, meaning that it's organized. That's what I mean by that. Okay. Again, I'd also like to welcome Father Gabriel from St. Mary Magdalene's, and then Deacon Michael, and Father Anthony Strauss, who comes to us from St. Pius Catholic Church in Flushing.
Flint Township.
Flint Township. Oh, okay. To show that truly we are. And then, of course, Deacon Luke, it's always a pleasure to have you serve then with us. It's very interesting because, as you know, the Greeks never served with a deacon. All of our deacons immediately become priests, so I don't know what it's like to actually have a deacon. It's nice to watch them, so I appreciate that. So again, please, everybody, I want to welcome you, and it's because of you that we are able to have such a wonderful and a glorious event. So the four churches getting together, so St. Mary Magdalene's, then St. George, St. Nicholas, and then obviously here Assumption, for us to come together to put this event on, to support and truly this, our monastic tradition is a very, very important tradition. I know that some of you that are here as guests may not necessarily be aware of what our monastic tradition is, but in the speakers that will speak today, you'll hear a little bit more about that. But it's a very, very important tradition for us because it provides a glimpse into what it means to actually be at peace. And for those of you that have visited the monasteries, whether they're in Romania, whether they're here in America, whether they're in Greece, you will see, first off, if your very first impression of the monastery is that it is a place of stillness. It is a place where you can be one with God, and you can see the example of what that means in the monasteries. And so that for us who live in the world and live in the noise of the world, have a place where we can retire, where we can see what that actually means to be at a oneness with God, what we would call then theosis. So again, welcome, Deacon. At this point, Deacon Michael is going to give us directions on what we should be doing and going and thinking and doing.
This Deacon Michael.
That Deacon Michael.
That Deacon
Michael.
Thank you, Father. So, again, welcome. What we're going to do, first of all, is we're going to have some a little bit of time of fellowship. We have some drinks and some hors d'oeuvres. So please feel free to enjoy those. Take some time to go ahead and meet somebody, say hi to somebody you haven't met before. That's really what this is about. Please take some time to meet Mother Gabriella, the sisterhood, and some of the friends and neighbors that you have here as part of the Christian faith within the Genesee County area. Afterwards, we'll go ahead and we'll start dinner on time and and we'll continue from there. So thank you very much, and everyone could please just go ahead and retire to the fellowship hall. Go ahead.
So again, Father John will be here so that those of you that would wish to come up to reference the cross, please then. Right, the drinks first.